Right, let's get through to the rural news now with Sally Murphy in Otatahi. And Sally, Ashburton farmers, they are still clearing shingle off their pastures from those floods earlier this year.
Morena, that's right. It's been over 6 months since heavy rain caused rivers to swell in Canterbury. They tore through farms, spewed shingle and debris onto land, damaged homes and washed stock downstream. Local Federated Farmers President David Clark says the bulk of repairs have been done, but there's always more to do.
Still a lot of fencing being done, and up in the hill and high country, repairs to tracks, culverts and access points. That work's still being done. Down here on the plains, there's some irrigation dams that are still being fixed and shingle being removed from farms. But I guess the back of the task has been broken. An incredible amount of work being done by farmers and contractors and community groups on these farms to get them back to recovery. So it couldn't even be stated just how much work's had to be done in Canterbury to get these people back up and running.
Chris Allen's 300-hectare farm at Ashburton Forks was severely damaged. He still has diggers getting rid of shingle from his property.
They've carted nearly 12,000 tonnes of sediment out of the pond, and that's about half of it. The farm itself is 95% recovered. Yeah, there's a little bit here and there, and it's a half a day with a digger there and whatever. Yeah, it's just cosmetic sort of refining stuff. The paddocks straight below the pond, there's 20 hectares that were sort of quite devastated. 15 hectares of that is now growing oats and grass. 5 hectares has got 12,000 tonnes of sediment on it. Waiting for that to dry, then they'll get levelled out and they'll be planted in grass. So I'd imagine in another couple of weeks that'll be all planted. Then it's just a case of putting some fences up and the rest of the work's all around the pond, just the tidying up, making it look better.
That's Chris Allen. And the Canterbury Regional Council says progress is being made on river repairs. Over the winter, work was done to build up river berms, and now the focus will move to repairing stop banks.
And a rural contractor says hiring young people has paid off, and he's urging others to do the same.
That's right. Alan Chapman runs Chapman Agriculture in North Canterbury, where they do forage harvesting and truck and trailer cartage of silage, among other things. Like most rural contractors around the country, he's been struggling to get experienced staff in from overseas due to a lack of spots in MIQ. But he says that's forced him to look closer to home, and he's hired a team of 9 Kiwis, ranging from 14 to their early 20s, for this harvest season.
Been a struggle, definitely. It's been a big struggle, really. But like, it's been good. Like, it's been definitely been rewarding for sure. Probably cost their company a bit of money with, you know, guys making a few mistakes and bits and pieces. But end of the day, yeah, we've got through, and I think now we're starting to get the guys are starting to, you know, realise what the industry, what we expect, and then what our clients expect. It is quite a high pressure industry, you know, with dealing with weather and crops and demands and bits and pieces and driving expensive machinery too, you know. The guys are definitely getting there, that's for sure.
Alan Chapman says there have been a few stressful moments and the young crew still can't do some of the higher skilled jobs like precision planting, but he reckons other contractors should give younger locals a go.
For sure. I think, you know, you have to, because you've got to build your industry. You know, you can't keep employing guys that are 35, 40 or whatever. You know, it's like a farm. It's a breeding stock, really, isn't it? So you've got to keep the young ones coming through. And there's some great young, keen guys who are keen. It's not for everyone. We get some guys turned up, did 4 or 5 days and realise the hours and the pressure and the stress, and it's not for them, you know, which is fair enough.
That's Alan Chapman, and that's the Rural News for today.